A landmark of Philadelphia's theater scene will soon go dark. The Society Hill Playhouse, which has been run by the same owners for 56 years, is slated for demolition next month. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that the theater at 8th and South Streets will have its final performance this weekend.
The Society Hill Playhouse will close with a debut. The first play by a new company called Liberty City Radio Theater will shut down the stage.
I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
The play is a series of three radio dramas performed live on stage with musical interludes. Two stories were written for radio in the 30s. A third is an original radio mystery by producer Bill Arrowood. He wrote it with this theater in mind.
The show is sort of done as a tribute to this theater. It's we wanted it to go out with a great show and with something that was funny and something that would allow people to recognize the value of this theater in the history of Philadelphia drama.
The Society Hill Playhouse was bought in 1959 by Jay and Dean Cogan when they were fresh out of college. They were determined to bring the avant-garde to Philadelphia, premiering new plays by James Joyce, Gunter Grass, and Bertolt Brecht.
New work by contemporary playwrights. Part of the mission also was to involve the communities, people who maybe didn't go to theater.
That is Dean Cogan. She says the theater was racially integrated and mobile. For a short time, actors went out into the neighborhoods performing in the back of a flatbed truck. 25 years in, the Cogans happened upon a musical comedy performed in a small New York theater. It was a farce called Nonsense, which Dean dismissed as what she calls a ladies' musical.
Miss Know-It-All here said to my husband, well, I guess we could get 5 weeks out of it. And it ran 10 years.
Because Nonsense dominated their stage so long, the Cogans built a smaller cabaret theater downstairs where they could continue to program edgier stuff. Jay Cogan died in 1993. Dean kept the theater going for decades until last year. The Toll Brothers, the development company, offered to buy the building, demolish it, and build condos. After 56 years, it was an offer Dean couldn't refuse.
The fiscal challenges are heavier. This is not a social theater, and never went for a law firm to underwrite the play. And getting funding is much harder now. I have reached a point where I don't want to bother.
The Playhouse's papers will be archived at Temple University. That's where the Cogans studied. Some pieces of the theater will be warehoused by the Philadelphia History Museum, and other items will be sold at an indoor yard sale on March 13th. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.